Let's turn now to Haiti, the site of a major international humanitarian effort following last month's earthquake. In Haiti, Carnival is the biggest holiday of the year. The outrageous three-day party that leads up to Lent brings huge crowds to the streets of Port-au-Prince. The celebrations have been called off this year because of the earthquake. NPR's Richard Harris joins us from the main square in Port-au-Prince, where the Carnival parade usually runs. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, Gwen.
Now, tell us what you see instead of the Mardi Gras festivities.
Well, the Mardi Gras festivities should have started today, and actually what I see instead is a massive tent camp full of thousands and thousands of tents and countless people out on the street carrying flowers, actually gathering here in the town square for memorial service here instead of Carnival. And I must say that it's impossible to imagine a parade running through this square, even if people were in the mood for that.
So, Richard, in your conversations with people in Port-au-Prince this week, what are they saying about Carnival? I mean, is there room in their lives right now to talk about this holiday?
There's a little bit of room, but there's so much sadness right now. Yesterday, I talked to a musician who had actually been planning to perform at Carnival this year. His name is Tijo Zeni, and he told me that really this is just usually such a big event for him, much bigger than Christmas even for the people here. And preparations start in early January, and parties actually lead up to the big day.
When it's Carnival time, you know, people are going crazy here. They forget everything, all the problems that they have, everything, just to be at the Carnival. It's something that all the Haitians love.
Zeni told us that usually about two dozen bands perform at Carnival, and unfortunately three of those bands were in a recording studio, and he said, at the time of the earthquake, and the studio collapsed and all of the band members of those three bands were killed.
Oh, no.
His band survived, but their manager died, and his band was actually in a different studio at the time. They were starting to record the song that they'd written specifically for Carnival. Every band writes a special new song for Carnival, and oddly enough, he says, musicians this year were really writing songs that reflected on Haiti and their hopes for the country.
We were dreaming about another Haiti, when everyone could be like butterflies. So the country could be all green, you know, with all the trees, with all flowers, and then and every children could be a butterfly, and then it was going to be fun. And
would you mind singing us a little bit of your song?
Tant cou papillon nouvelle, c'est tout pays a qui pousse ses ailes.
Of course, at the Carnival parade, Tijo Zeni would have been backed up by eight other musicians, including a couple of keyboards, a horn section, guitars, and so on. But those horns will be quiet this year.
Yeah, but it's pretty powerful a cappella, I have to say. I love that. Everybody would be like butterflies. That's quite beautiful. And so what beauty is there now to celebrate in terms of Carnival this year? What are people doing?
Well, today is the third and final day of a national mourning period, and actually, as I'm talking, people are streaming past me with flowers, and they're heading toward a stage where the final day of mourning will happen, marking many of the losses that Haiti has suffered. You've heard the numbers, more than 200,000 people dead, hundreds of thousands of people injured, perhaps a million people without homes right now, and a city really that's in ruins. And as for Tijo Zeni, instead of Carnival, his band, which is called Creole Law, wrote a song about the earthquake, and it's now starting to get radio play here in Port-au-Prince.
NPR's Richard Harris is speaking to us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Gwen.